In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For release and preservation, that he who reigns over the nations would subdue all spiritual enemies under our feet, giving us a share in the victory of Christ that he has won for us. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church over which Christ is head, that God would give pastors wisdom so to hold fast to the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins, that he would open the ears of all who hear to rejoice in the fullness of him who fills all in all. Let us pray to the Lord. For our call committee, for the pastor that they've selected, that together they may come to an understanding of what will be, and that if it is your will, that he will accept and then come among you. Lord, have mercy. For our homes, that God, who established Jesus at his right hand, would give him as a companion and consolation for those who live alone, strengthen the love of husbands and wives, and bless parents and children that they gather around his word. Let us pray to the Lord. For all rulers, authorities, powers, and dominions of this world, that mindful of Christ who reigns above them, they might govern with wisdom and integrity. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, everyone and anyone in any kind of time of need, especially Tom in the nursing home, all others who are in one place or another besides home, a friend of mine, Benny McCaslin, who's suffering from leukemia, and anybody else that we name at this time in our hearts or orally, for patience and healing according to your will, for those who mourn, especially those who have left us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pure hearts that worthily receive the body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness, life, and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, that wherever he stands for us as our own high priest, gather us all together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage of the feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver us and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God, now and forever. Amen.